As temperatures finally start to warm up across the state, many Wisconsinites are dusting off their bikes and hitting the roads and trails. It's an annual ritual here in Wisconsin, one that people have been doing for about as long as bikes have been around.
It's just one of many proud two-wheeled traditions here in the state. Wisconsin is known for its rich cycling history and culture. Now a new exhibit at the Wisconsin Historical Museum is pedaling into that history to showcase some of the most unique artifacts and stories that have made Wisconsin the biking state that it is.
The exhibit is called Shifting Gears, a cyclical history of Badger bicycling. And now we've got two of the exhibit's masterminds with us now. Joe Kapler is the curator for the Division of Museums and Historical Sites at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Joe, hello to you.
Good afternoon.
And Nicholas Hoffman is the chief curator at the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton. He's co-author of the book Wheel Fever, How Wisconsin Became a Great Bicycling State. Nicholas, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here this afternoon.
And Joe, we're going to start with you. Why did you decide to take on Wisconsin cycling history in this new exhibit?
Because Nick wrote a great book. The Historical Society Press is the publisher of Wheel Fever. And so Nick and the staff at the History Museum at the Castle approached a museum staff and said, maybe there's something there with the success of this book. Sales, all the presentations around the state, really well received. And I'm sure Nick could tell you the phone requests never stop coming in for presentations. That's a good indicator that this is really good, fertile subject matter. And frankly, Nick had a lot of heavy lifting in terms of research and content already in hand, already done.
And Nicholas, we'll go to you next. So it's hard to cram, I imagine, more than 130 years of Wisconsin cycling history into just one exhibit. So you focus more on the role that Wisconsin has played in two national bicycling eras. So what role has Wisconsin played?
Well, we've been a leader in both roles. Consistently today, we're ranked by the League of American Bicyclists in the top 10 as a bicycle-friendly state. But if we go all the way back to 1895, the peak years of that first bicycle boom in the United States, Wisconsin was considered by this broad advocacy group called the League of American Wheelmen the leading state of the West, which means that it was a leader in comparison to Ohio all the way into the West to Oregon and California. We were seen as a state that was really setting an example.
And we've got to start talking about this exhibit. It sounds like it's amazing. Joe, tell us in broad strokes what's in there.
About 24 machines, so everything from bicycles that you may recognize, bicycles that you can't believe someone invented and tried to ride, a monowheel. What in the world's a monowheel? Check out the exhibit and you'll get an idea. And tricycles, and then, of course, mechanical interactives, virtual interactives. You can with the thanks of to the folks at Sarah Cycling Group here in Madison who make those great cycle ops trainer riders, you can virtually pedal the Sparta to Elroy trail in 32 miles in just under 8 minutes. Or even better, you can be a Green Bay Packer for the day. We stuck a camera on safety Micah Hyde's bike. You know how the players have that commuting tradition in Wisconsin of pairing up with Green Bay children and riding their kids' bikes from locker to practice. And so we have replicated that, minus Micah Hyde's annual salary, of course.
Wow, so some cool interactive stuff going on there. And Joe, for the Elroy Sparta Trail, why is that so significant in Wisconsin's history?
As Nick mentioned, we were a leader in the late 1800s, and we were throughout the 1900s as well. And Sparta to Elroy is the nation's first rails-to-trails segment program, something I think we take for granted today. And Wisconsin being a leader nationally, that's historically significant.
And Nicholas, in this exhibit, what strikes you as some of the most exciting stuff?
Well, I think a lot of people are really excited to see, finally in one place, a very long timeline of Wisconsin's bicycle technology. As Joe had mentioned, we have over 20 machines in the exhibit, and you get to see some really neat, rare things, like a Velocipede from 1869, the first machine that would have been spotted in Wisconsin in January of 1869. It was rode by a man named Joshua Town in Milwaukee. He was riding an iron and wood Velocipede through the city streets, and so you get to see that machine, but we take everything up to present with the 2015 Fatty Wampus by the Badger Cycle Works, which is also a machine for riding in the winter. It's a fat bike. So all the way through the exhibit, you get to see all these great bicycles that have really played a big role in our cycling culture.
And you got the bikes, and you also focus on the manufacturing history. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the most impressive installations in the gallery, we have this huge case that is filled with bicycles that were made in Wisconsin. And you won't see that anywhere else. It's gorgeous. They're actually hanging from the ceiling. But it might be things like a Mike Apple, a bicycle that was made in the 1980s in Madison. He was an early frame builder for Trek. And then we also, again, have a Velocipede that resembles the first American patent, which was a Pickering in 1869. And then during the 1890s, Wisconsin really became a leader in the Midwest for bicycle manufacturing. By about 1895, it was one of the top 10 fastest-growing industries in the state. So you get to see things like a bicycle made by Julius Andre and Sons of Milwaukee from about the mid-1890s. And it's a gorgeous green bike. It looks like it was made about 10 years ago, but it's just in wonderful condition. The owners at Ride Your Bicycle Shop in Austin, Minnesota, have taken very good care of it over the years.
And we have, by the way, a picture of that Velocipede up on the Central Time Facebook page. And Joe, I don't want to spend too long on the bikes themselves because there's some other stuff in there too, but I understand there's also a bike which is powered by someone pedaling on the inside with their arms?
a monowheel. And so it's a single wheel, all wood manufacturer, and comes from the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay, part of their collection. So they were gracious enough to have it restored before shipping down here for exhibition. And that's there because, A, it's just cool. And people come to museums often to see cool things. But it also reflects that tinkerer's culture with bike builders then and really bike builders today. Experimentation, a little bit about form and design as well as decoration. That monowheel, which is about almost 6 feet in diameter, has all those elements.
Now, Joe, besides these bikes, since there are lots of cool ones, crazy ones as you were talking about, but what are the other artifacts that you got to bring this exhibit together?
Accessories are, of course, go with cycling, as you can imagine, both the very, very functional. Even in the 1890s, you needed to have your bike lit for safety reasons, and a company in Kenosha, Wisconsin, made a lamp to hang on your bicycle, and it was lit with acetylene, something very flammable, unstable, and we paired that with right here in Madison, Planet Bike has excellent LED lights, and so that, again, it's this comparison contrast with 1890s and today. Gear and clothing from some really well-known Wisconsin racers such as Tom Schuler, Cycling Hall of Fame member, as well as very recent stories of today. Caitlin Antonow and Cole House are internationally competitive racers, and you can see their Team USA gear in the show.
Nice. And Nick, let's talk about another area that this exhibit deals with, advocacy. And this is, can be a little politically touchy, the space that bicyclists have to share with other vehicles and pedestrians. How do you take up that topic?
Yeah, well, it's something that we look at a lot in our book that I co-wrote with Jesse Gant. We look at advocacy as a really big theme in Wisconsin cycling history. And we always have had a very strong advocacy tradition during those really peak boom years. If we go all the way back to 1869 when the first Velocipede is spotted in Wisconsin. Right away, when it is riding through streets in Janesville, Appleton, where it can and cannot ride becomes a very heated, contested issue throughout Wisconsin. Some cities right away actually banned them from riding in their downtown districts or on wooden plank sidewalks. And that's a theme that goes all the way up to the present. Where can people ride? What sort of rules govern where they can ride? And so we look at that quite a bit, mostly through the story of a group that came to Wisconsin in 1885, the League of American Wheelmen. It was our statewide advocacy group. And then also a group that started in 1988 and is very active today, the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. And so once again, in the 1980s, after that second boom in the 1970s, we see an advocacy group forming again in the state. So there are a lot of patterns. As ridership increases and becomes more popular, advocacy certainly follows that.
And Joe, this exhibit has been up for a few weeks now. What kind of reaction are you getting so far?
We've opened February 28th for a reception for all those 20-some lenders who donated, or excuse me, lent items for the show, as well as supporters and donors, and that was a capacity crowd. And I had a photographer from a local media in the gallery the next morning to take some images, and it was difficult because it was too crowded. And so, you know, that's a good indicator.
It's a good problem.
And so we've had, yeah, really great attendance, which always matters, but then we've had really good feedback. We care very much about attendance, but we also care about the quality of experience. We care about that, and we're getting great feedback, social media chatter, and we encourage people to check it out, and if they like it, to be an advocate on our behalf as well.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Nicholas and Joe, and Nicholas Hoffman, curator of the new exhibit Shifting Gears, and Joe Kaffler, also curator now. And it's this exhibit we're talking about is open at the Wisconsin Historical Museum, runs until early October.